Bauer Academy, where industry, education and business mix.
Hi, we are Money Mentors, and this is our Debt Podcast.
Hello, my name is Anakin.
Hi, my name is Declan.
We are from Intact Primary School,
and we are going to interview two people who have kindly come into the studio to answer some questions about debt.
Debt aware, money skills for life.
If you got it, you don't need it. If you need it, you don't got it. You don't get it, shame on you. Funny, funny, funny what money can do.
We'll start with you, Christine. Right. Can you tell us what happened in 2008 December?
Well, that's when it all started, really, the nightmare started. Me and my husband, well, split up, my husband left. And although I knew we did have some debt, I didn't realise the extent, you know, just how much debt we had. And that's really, once he left, that's when it all became apparent how much debt we had.
How did you feel when you realised that you had that much debt?
Well, I just felt helpless, really, because we didn't have enough money in the bank and I didn't have enough savings to cover all the debt that we had. So I ended up having to get help, you know, from debt advice services to get us out of it.
When did you start to know you was in debt?
Well, really, letters through the door, telephone calls, knocks on the door, you know, people coming for asking for repayments on various loans and things that my husband had taken out that I didn't know about. And it was a nightmare, really. It just kept on and on nearly every day. I'd have phone calls, knocks, you know, as I said, it was awful.
As it began to build up, what began to happen?
Well, things like going to the supermarket, you know, paying on my card and it was rejected. So, you know, that was embarrassing enough. But, you know, with the children there as well, and they started to realise what was going on. You know, my mum and dad tried to help and they'd put £30 a month in my bank account, but my husband had found out my PIN number and he'd taken that money out, so that money wasn't even there to help us.
How did your husband's health have an effect on your life?
Well, before he left, the last few months, and he wasn't going to work because he had a bad back, and then he got depressed because he wasn't going to work. So the last few months, really, we hardly had any money coming in at all.
Did you receive help?
Yeah, I went to, it's a debt-free advice charity called the Debt Advice Foundation, and they did give me some help, and I was able to negotiate lower repayments with some of the companies that we owed money to.
How much debt did you have to pay back?
Well, altogether, just over £15,500 it was, with different companies, you know, and store cards and banks, and there was a garage bill that was unpaid, that was £500 that my husband hadn't paid, you know, and I was left with that. Overdrafts, credit cards, various things that he'd taken out that I didn't know about as well.
What advice would you give for somebody that got into debt?
Well, I would say be very careful, as I just said, with joint accounts. You know, when you get married, you often have a joint account with your husband and wife. So we'll be very careful with that, because you trust your husband and your wife, but you don't always know. So I would say to check, you know, when you get your monthly bank statements, to check those and just check the money situation. Don't leave it all to your husband or to your wife. I think if you have a look at that together, to discuss money issues quite often.
How did your kids feel about being in debt?
They were very embarrassed. They were, like I said, in the supermarket when the car was rejected, you know, the car kept getting rejected, they were embarrassed, and it's an awful thing for them to go through, really.
The Bauer Academy, where industry, education and business mix.